This next story here on KNKX comes from our weekend show, Sound Effect. Now, we did something a little different this week to celebrate Black History Month. Here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wing.
Today, we are handing over the show to the women of Hella Black, Hella Seattle. It's a podcast that if you haven't checked out yet, you should. It shines a light on people of color in the Seattle area, and people, the ladies of Hella Black, Hella Seattle, say we should know. And that's what we're doing on the show today, introducing you to some of the individuals who are a part of the rich fabric of the Black community and history here in the Northwest. One of them is Dee Charlene Williams. She's 73 years old. She owns a salon on Madison Avenue, where Seattle's First Hill neighborhood and the Central District meet, and she's been here for decades. Today, the small Black-owned businesses around her are being replaced by new apartments. Dee Charlene says her salon on the corner of 21st and Madison is not going anywhere. Hella Black, Hella Seattle co-host Jasmine Jackson takes us inside.
We're in Dee Charlene's salon, and it is absolutely like being in a time capsule all the way back to the 60s. It's amazing. It's like a museum. There are beautiful hats that she's designed. There are furs. There are tons of different plaques and pictures. There's one that says, this is to certify that the NAACP has successfully enrolled or more new members in the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People in the 1975 campaign. I mean, it's so awesome. So we're going to go sit down and talk to Dee Charlene about hair, politics, and the Central District. I actually grew up around the corner from here on 20th and Denny. Mm-hmm. I remember when Dino's was here and Madison Plaza and Planned Parenthood was over here and Chester Dorsey's. You were the first woman that ever did my hair.
Mm-hmm. Is that good?
Yes, it was amazing. You did when I was 7. It was over 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had these big, beautiful, bouncy curls. And I always admired you, Dee Charlene.
Mm-hmm. I've been here for 48 years.
That's amazing.
And I love my work. I love hairdressing. Yes. I've always wanted to be a hairdresser. And I loved it. I love it from age 4.
Yeah.
So I always wanted to be a hairdresser and a dress designer.
Yes.
So this is my dream. My business is my dream.
Yes.
And that's why I tell people to plan their work and work their plan. And you put it out on paper so you see what you want to do. It's like a roadmap for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I've been in business for 55 years.
So it has not always been easy for Dee Charlene having her salon in that location. You know, today developers like to get a hold of her property, but crime has also been a problem for her over the years. People have tried to break in every way possible, either to steal or by accident. The beauty shop is on a corner and cars have crashed into the front.
Yeah, I've been through a lot here. I used to have glass doors. Remember the glass doors?
Yes.
I used to
have? Mm-hmm.
They ran a car through here.
Oh my gosh.
And broke all my glass doors out. And I had to have these doors special made. Hollow core doors, heavy to double to keep them out of here.
Wow.
Big heavy doors, that's why they're heavy to keep them out. They used to chop holes in my roof.
Wow.
And I've been through a lot here on this corner.
Yeah. What has kept you here?
God.
Yeah.
See, God gave me this building, mm-hmm. told me to keep it, and he wanted me to be an image, an icon for the people.
Absolutely.
And show them how to do a successful business, and he wanted me to be able to help people. And then they had a lot of young girls on the street, and they were prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted them off the streets to be women, feminine women, no prostitutes.
Yes.
And that's my motto is I dream to make all women beautiful. And that's what I'm talking about, in their heart and out.
Yes.
I dream to do that for them
and
show them how. And the reason why they were out there, because there was no jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had little education.
No.
And I wanted them off their knees. I wanted them off their knees.
Dee Charlene ended up teaching a lot of those prostitutes how to do hair and earn a proper living. Back when crime was more of a problem in the neighborhood, Dee Charlene was ready for anyone who tried to attack her.
I used to carry two big guns back in the day. 38 and a long nose and a 38 snub nose. I used to carry those back in the day. And I carried them for protection because this was a dangerous area. This was like the drug capital of the world at the time. It was a dangerous area. And I used to run into trouble with guys trying to pull me, make me a prostitute or trying to kidnap me, so I just carried my two guns.
One time a man was following her in a car. She had two guns, and the closest place and the safest place she could go to for help was a Seattle Post intelligencer.
You don't know why everybody's after you.
Right.
And seeing I was married at the time, I was getting rid of my husband, and he had put a crew of people on me. Because mm-hmm. he's the type that he can quit you, but you can't quit him. Mm-hmm. He was an older man, and I found out he was a gambler, and he wasn't the man I thought he was. He's supposed to have been a rich man with money. He didn't have anything. He was after what I had. And I found all that out. So he had these crew of people on me. Mm-hmm. And so I started off from work and from my house, and then I hit the freeway. I was following me. I hit the freeway. And then I jumped out of my car, and then that person was following me, and I ran into the PI. Asked for help, and I got stammered and started studying, and I just started shooting.
Wow.
And everybody called for them to call the police, and they did. And this one policeman, he came and arrested me, and he said that he had dreamed about me the night before, and I had dreamed about him, saw him in my dream. He had blonde hair like mine, curly, and he held out his hand for me to come to him. He was a born-again Christian. And I went to him, and he told me, "You come with me." He said, "You look real classy. What's going on here?" He said, "I'm going to help you." He said, "Stay right with me." He said, "I'm going to protect you." And he did that.
DeCharlene ran for city council. She created the Central Area Chamber of Commerce, and she played a role in creating Medic One. The program was the first in the country that trained firefighters and paramedics to provide care like doctors in the field. DeCharlene did the hair of the doctor's wives who were starting Medic One. She loved the idea, so she organized a fundraiser fashion show at the University of Washington.
And so my girls, we came out with body jewelry. They had body jewelry, and I had them with thin net stockings on and body jewelry all over them, sent them out. And we was at the Hub over here at the University of Washington. And the white people were shocked because they'd never seen that. All black models.
Yes.
Black modeling troupe. All black modeling. They were shocked. Sharp as a tack. Mm-hmm. And I told all the guys, I says, "Okay, now, fellas, get your checkbooks out and write us some real money. We're trying to get this project into work." And they said, "Great." And they just looked at, "Yeah, how much should you, what you?" I said, "What you can afford and what you cannot afford."
Right.
Put it down there. And they wrote it out, and we got the first wagon started.
What do you love about your work, and what do you love about doing here?
I love it all. And I just love making my dream, like I told you, is make all women beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I like to look at the hair and see what the person needs and grow her hair. And that's how I stay there and take good care of it. And I don't take risks with the hair. And I love it. I love my work because I meet new people. I meet new, exciting people that come into my salon. New, exciting people. Mm-hmm. And they have something to offer. And they appreciate the work you do, and they say, "Oh, you did this, you did that. Oh, I'm so beautiful, I'm this and that." And then they see you years later, and, "Oh, you remember when you did this for me, did that?" Oh, I love it. See, and that makes me feel good.
DeCharlene doesn't have any plans to retire soon, and she doesn't plan on selling her building. I think DeCharlene has an amazing story. I don't know if she knows how amazing and how empowering her story could be for so many people. And I think that's what surprised me the most. I think she needs to write a book. I think that more people need to hear her story, even talking about, you know, the future of the salon and if she has plans to give it to a museum. I mean, it's like being in a time capsule in there. I think that she has so much to give back to the community, and I hope that she knows that she's an amazing, empowering woman.